There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're
not experts in anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we said... Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
Guys, Sophie's running very late, and I've just received this voice note from her, and it's very funny.
Oh my god, I'm having the worst morning in the entire world. So I have to wait for the plumber to come. He comes, he leaves to go get other stuff. I'm like, I can't leave him a key. So I had to wait for him to go get the stuff, then come back. Anyway, then he comes back. I'm like, I'm gonna have to leave him in the house, right? I then leave. I'm coming downstairs with a coffee. I spill the coffee all over me, all down the walls, all down the stairs. So I have to go back upstairs, clean it all off the floor. It's still all over my legs. I'm dripping in sweat. No. Awful. I'm so late. I'm literally going to be like half an hour. Well, it's 20 minutes away. I'm so sorry. Can you turn up? And I just tried to... Oh my God, no.
Hello, tiny whinies.
We're back in business.
We're back in business. Melissa and I have turned up in complete magic
outfits. Same outfits.
Apart from I have a hair mask in, so my hair looks slick Rick. Okay, ooh, ladies and gents. Smelly. The wine we're drinking today is a non-alcoholic Merlot, and it is Iceberg. A sniff, it smells like absolute wine.
Oh my God, why does it taste like wine too, actually?
Oh, that tastes like I'm drinking wine.
It's that is so authentic. This is like probably the best non-alcoholic red wine I think I've ever tried. Not even joking. What the hell?
So we're back in business. I've calmed down a little bit. Not really. Still feeling a bit whew, from that journey. But we have some topical stuff to talk to you guys about.
So first of all, I don't actually follow Kylie Jenner on any platform, do you?
Are you okay? Yes.
I don't. But I always see her stuff anyway because she's so famous. So it's almost like, what's the point? She got 16,000 likes on a TikTok post when she usually gets millions. So this kind of tells me, like, is TikTok like... glitched?
No, maybe people don't like her because of the Hailey and Selena situation.
Oh, fuck, do you think that's what it is?
That will be why. Do we think that's why?
16,000 likes compared to millions.
Maybe she's like the ringleader in it all. No, but I don't like to say that. I love Kylie Jenner.
I reckon someone at TikTok was like, Team Selena. Yeah. I'm going to put her on a blocked list so no one sees the post.
It's hard because we don't like to get involved in the Selena and Kylie situation because the Selena and Hailey.
I'm absolutely dead, not the Selena and Kylie.
Yeah, it kind of is Kylie because she's been very heavily involved.
Really? Crikey. I just can't keep up with these kids. As Selena said, I'm too old for this shit. I can't get involved.
You're younger than them all. Are you okay?
I'm absolutely dead that Sophie goes, we can't get involved. As if like they've asked us to like. But we just feel
we don't want to get involved because we don't want the hate from you guys. We don't want to make any judgment.
Kendall Jenner's spoken openly about her mental health and it means she doesn't want to be famous at times.
I knew that.
To be fair, that's like, I feel like she's always said that. Like even in all the Kardashians like episodes, she's always like been like, being famous kind of sucks.
Like she never, even when she's like in the episode, she's so like hell bad.
Yeah. Also, they were like kind of born into it. So it's kind of like they weren't given a choice. But then I guess if you're an anxious soul, like Kendall says, she's suffered from anxiety since she was 8 quite badly.
I remember so distinctly being at uni and my friend being like, I feel anxious. And I was like, what
is that?
Yeah. I didn't even know what it was. Mm. I imagine being 8 and I probably did feel it, but.
I think we all probably felt it in some degree, but she's saying it's extreme. So the fact that she knew that that's what like was going on when she was 8 years old is really sad. I feel like she found her niche though with the modelling. That's like really lovely. But I think it's like...
She is next level.
But it's also like the fame that is on top of it. So if she could have it her way, she'd just be like, I would just be a supermodel. I wouldn't be this famous person that's like, do you know what I mean? Like a public figure on top of it.
She just can't, being like a Kardashian. Well, she is a Jenner, but she just can't. Okay, guys, we want to introduce something new to you.
New little segment. We're really excited.
Do you want to enter it?
It's called Sweet or Dry.
Sweet or Dry, because wine, sweet or dry.
And
get the joke?
We're basically going to say something that we think is either sweet or dry. For example, talking in a baby voice to your other half.
Dry.
Is that sweet or dry?
Fuck.
Not even a baby voice, just like a...
The worst thing is we all do it.
A secret language. Or, you know, like when you have like a, you and Jamie, meow, that's technically I would just class that as like a baby talk. Is it sweet or is it dry? Let's have the discussion.
Okay, or like some icks, like boys wearing skinny jeans.
Sweet or dry.
Or like boys farting in front of you.
Sweet or dry, exactly.
Or them calling you the word darling. Some boys get away with it.
No.
Some boys do.
You know who can get away with it? A geezer. All right, darling. That kind of vibe is better to me than someone being so posh and being like, hello, darling. Oh my God. Sit down, darling.
A geezer going to me, you're right, darling.
To me, that's more, I don't know what it is. It's less cringe than someone.
Bubba. You're right, darling.
Wait, I feel like I know someone who calls each other Bubba. Oh my God.
Used to. And I was like, this is the worst word, guys. Bottom. Bottom. I go to Jamie. I'm not your fucking daughter. Stop calling my ass a bottom.
Oh, wait. I thought he was calling you as a person bottom. Like, I was like, no, that's really not even funny. That's funny. I don't know how to react to that.
Mummy, daddy. Jamie, all the time. Mummy, daddy. He changed it to papa. Mummy and daddy's quite bad. What do you think?
I think it's quite bad.
Like, if you're a grown adult or grown, like, woman, mummy, daddy, no.
Yeah, but you know what is weird? As my mum and my auntie have gotten older, like, they're obviously, like, full-on adults, they now have gone back to calling their mum mummy. Which doesn't sound the same because they're so much, they're proper adults. And she's a grandma now. She's like, I can't call her mum. It's just weird. Mummy, like, but it just sounds different. It's different to like a, I know it sounds, it's such a double standard, but it's different to like, if Toby was like, mummy, I'd be like,
no, it's illegal. They really can't. No, and mummy did that. When mummy went on holiday, I'm like, it's illegal.
But we can't. To be fair, that is a bit dry. But like, if that's the word they're using, that's the word they're using. We can't hate on it too much because you always want like people to have a nice relationship with their mum. And if like that's a part of it, you can't hate on it. I don't know.
Something that's sweet is a secret language. I think that's cute.
I do and I don't. Like, there's some people that are like, I listen to the baby talk and it makes me feel weird. I'm like,
a secret language. You know, like little words.
Yeah. Oh,
that's not dry, is it?
Yeah, what do you guys think? This is basically the whole thing. So me and Sophie are going to have, like, every week we're going to discuss something that you guys have written in.
Yeah, not a dilemma, just a quick fire thing and we'll be like, sweet or dry.
Exactly.
Does Toby do anything that's dry or sweet?
We speak in this weird, I don't know if you've seen, any of you guys have seen it. There's this TikTok that's maybe quite old, that's like Italian. So it's this Italian, well, it's this guy pretending to be working in an Italian restaurant. You know, when you go to like old school Italian restaurants, there's always the host or the hostess. And he's always like very like, he like comes over to the table and he's always like, oh, you little rascal. It's this video. And he's like, and it's like this, I can't wait. Can someone find me the TikTok? It's so funny. And it's basically this guy pretending to be an Italian waiter. And he's like to this family, he's like, oh, you little princess. Are you going to pay the bill? Oh no. And he's like, I'm not really myself. I had a whole bottle of wine before I started flowing. It's like so funny. And I can't, anyway. Oh my God, do you actually? It's so good and so funny. I need to show you so you know what I'm talking about. Do you know what I mean? Like an Italian, like.
What? So you guys, you're like, shall we have a chicken tonight?
No, there's basically certain little phrases from it that he says that's quite funny. So he goes, I'm not really myself. So Toby does something really weird. He goes, I'm not really myself. In like this weird Italian accent. And then there's like another one. He goes, you princess or you rascal.
Irish then?
No, it's meant to be Italian.
That is not Italian. Popping each other's balls.
No. I don't think it's sweet, but then there's some things where I'm like, I can't leave that on you, but I have to get rid of it. I don't like the spot part, but like if there's something that's like, if there's like a scab or something and I'm like, you can't go out like with that, you have to get rid of it.
Picking a scab? Ooh, no, no. Not a scab, a spot.
Or a blackhead.
That makes me feel physically unwell. But I agree, if my boyfriend did have so many blackheads, I'd be like,
you need to sort it out.
Right, guys, it's time for dilemmas.
Oh God, this is...
Oh my God, I love it. Go on, girl.
Okay, help. I've never slept with anyone else. Hey girls, absolutely love the pod. I'm always laughing along with you and I agree with everything you say and feel confident in asking for your help. Oh my God, that's so lovely that you trust us so much. I hope we do well on this one. I have been with my boyfriend for nearly 4 years. We met when we were 19 at our local village pub. Soon after, we went to uni and did long distance for 3 years. God, well done. That's amazing. Finished uni in July and we moved in together in September last year. Around December, I started to doubt whether this was the right thing for me. He is my first everything. My first boyfriend. I have never slept with anyone else. My sister was in a long-term relationship with her first everything and it ended as she knew she was too young to settle.
Wow.
I feel like this is quite a common thing.
Yeah, I think if you've been particularly at uni.
Yeah, like you hold on to it a bit.
Yeah.
And if it's your first person you've slept with, for some reason, I feel like maybe it's the same for guys, but for girls, like we hold on to it as if we like should. Do you know what I mean? We're like, we hold it go because there's so many memories. And he was my first this and my first that.
I don't think it's maybe your first time you have sex, but I think if you like your first relationship. I think the first time you fall in love. They will always be,
sure,
have a little tiny wincy part of your heart.
I discussed this with my boyfriend, moved out for only 2 days and then decided I'm being stupid. I love him and want to give in to these stupid thoughts when I'm so happy and don't want to give in to these stupid thoughts when I'm so happy. But these concerns now have snowballed into me into feeling terrified and claustrophobic of being with the same person for the rest of my life when I haven't even slept with anyone else. Also, he has slept with quite a few people before meeting me, so he doesn't have the same concern. I have started fantasizing about dating other people and having fun as a single girl. My sex drive is always completely gone and I don't have the same attraction to him like I used to.
Oh no, game over, I'm so sorry.
I haven't wanted to have sex with him for weeks and when we do have sex, because I feel bad, I don't enjoy it like I used to.
No.
I know where this is going. I'm sad for you because you love him, but you're like, it's just not right anymore. He's your friend and you've outgrown him. I feel so guilty and confused and I know it's not fair on him to keep this going. However, I love him to absolute bits. The thought of never seeing him again is gut-wrenching, so I have been putting it off breaking up with him because I just can't bear the pain. I'm worried I'm going to regret it and be miserable alone, but I just can't shake this feeling I have. We also live together, so a part of me is holding back because of the logistics of moving out. I purchased most of the furniture, so I don't want... I love it. She's worried about purchasing the furniture. I purchased most of the furniture, so I don't want to just take all of it from him.
Slash you do. You're like, fuck.
I paid for it. Oh, it's mine. I'd be like, I'm taking that sofa.
I'd be like,
That bouclé pillow, it's mine.
I would be like, that vase is coming with me.
I don't want to take it all from him and leave him with nothing. I also don't think he can afford to rent by himself. But if I move out, I can't afford to pay two lots of rent either. Thanks, girls. Really appreciate any advice you can give.
I really feel for you.
This is a tricky scenario.
Firstly, you love him as a friend now.
Yeah.
Or does it go and come back?
No. This is like a childhood thing. When you're 18, like you don't know who the fuck you are. Like you're growing into the human you are. When you're in your mid-20s, I feel like we probably stay like that. A bit more.
I'm just thinking, like, because I don't want to name names, but I've got friends who have gone out with people for like 10 years who've only slept with them. And there definitely has been times where they're like, I don't want to be with them. I want to date X, Y, Z.
Sure.
And then they fall back in love. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe I thought that.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's the grass is greener. The problem is you're not attracted to him. That's a big no-no.
If you were 27, I would probably be saying something a bit different because I'd be like, okay, fine, we're a bit older now. But you met him when you were 18. So I'm going to say you actually do have the right 19, to go and live life.
So she's only 23.
You have the right to go live life, be single, explore, find yourself a bit, decide what you want. I think that that's really important. And I think if you don't have that, you will resent him for it because effectively you'll just be like, well, you took that away from me kind of thing. And I don't have the opportunity to do that. Do you know what I mean?
I totally agree. And I also think like you said, you're so young. I think you need to go live life. I think ultimately, if you're not attracted to somebody and you don't like having sex, then it's just a friendship.
It's game over.
It's just
ultimately
a friendship.
That's what's also like defining the line between friendship and relationship is the sex part. And if you're like, I just want to be around you because we live together and it's easier for both of us because I can't afford the rent.
Imagine her as well. She's like, when he's like trying to have sex, she's like, no, oh, no.
Also, you're fantasizing about dating other people that you haven't even met.
Also, you're a baby. You're 23.
You need to go and live life.
But moving in together, okay, we need to get onto that. How is she going to go around that?
You just have to bite the bullet. As we've said before, like, there's people that live together with children. They're married. They've got houses.
But where's she going to move? Right, how? Have
people start from scratch all the time. It's going to be hard. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it's definitely something that's possible.
Okay, so what you're going to have to do?
Figure out when the break clause is in your flat.
Melissa and the break clause. Figure out the break clause.
Hopefully there is a break clause.
You don't even need to start looking for, like, imagine if they own it. Well, that's another story. You might have to move in with your parents. You're so young.
Sure. You might have to live with a friend, move in with your parents. I'm sure that there's... Also, there's those rent-a-room things, like people where you, like, live with two other people in a house and, like, people
you
become
could
such
good
friends.
You could go traveling for a bit. Do a sabbatical. Why is that funny?
She can't afford the rent. How is she going to go traveling?
She could save up. The rent's more expensive than traveling.
Yeah, but she still got to pay the rent. Do you know what I mean?
I wish I knew every single detail.
I know.
Right.
I think what you basically need to figure out is, okay,
you don't need to kick out the furniture. Like, the furniture can stay. You can go in
storage.
The fact
that you've thought this far ahead, though, tells me you're so checked out. Like, yeah, you're thinking about, like, what rug is yours and, like, what
you can
leave
for him.
You just
want us to tell you how to do it. Okay, so what would I do?
What would you do?
If it was me and I really loved him as a person, I would sit him down and you're going to cry and be like, I love you so much, but I need to do me for a bit. Like, I need to explore life.
Yeah.
I'm 23. I want to live life to the fullest.
Yeah.
And I feel like, for me, this isn't the right path at the moment.
Yeah.
If we're meant to be, we'll come back to each other. House situation, over to you.
House situation. Okay, so after the conversation, I guess you're probably going to come to an agreement on.
That's what she's going to say.
Also, is there a second bedroom in the flat? Because if there is, then you could rent that out to somebody else that could live there with you. If it's just the two of you in one bed, then that's hard because that means you will have to cover the rent if he moves out.
I wonder if there is a spare bedroom. Could you live with him a bit until the break clause?
Well, a lot of people live together in the same room sometimes. Also, there's a sofa.
What do you mean in the same room? What pillow?
People have to do it.
I know someone who did that. Actually,
people have to do it because they don't have a choice. They're like, we've got 3 months till the rent runs out. We have to just live with each other and get on with it.
I could happily do that with an ex that I liked, as long as I like them.
Oh,
it'd be quite nice. It'd be like living
for
with
me.
Her.
For me, the moment it's like made the decision in my head, I get the repulsion so badly that I can't even face to see them. It's not even an ick. It's just like a repulsion. I'm so shut off and done. I don't even want to look at them. Eventually, it's fine. I can get over it and I can be friends
so
with them.
Worry,
but immediately,
heart,
I would
really
find it hard to live with somebody. I would if I decided it was done.
Yeah, but she loves him so much, like to the point where she doesn't even want to leave him. She's contemplating living her life, having sex with someone she's not attracted to. So I feel like she may be in the position
where she could just stick out and live with them.
Maybe he moves on the sofa.
Yeah. Why don't you say, look, this is my decision. I'm well aware of, like, this living situation. I'm very happy to just be staying on the sofa for a bit. And if I was you, I'd try and stay with your friends, your parents,
yeah,
maybe on the sofa if you don't have anyone else to stay.
Try on holiday. It's coming up to summer.
Just get out. Figure out then when the break clause is or, like, when the rent's finishing coming up. And then go from there.
And then remember, there's always storage. You can put your furniture in storage until you get a new place. You can go move in with your friend.
I think because you're the one making this decision, ultimately, you're going to probably have to be a bit more proactive and be like, I will make the effort to be, you know, out of your space when I can. Like, I will sleep on the sofa. You just have to try and make the situation as easy for both of you as possible.
He's also 23 too, by the sounds of it, right?
Yeah, he's so young. You guys also...
My friends are so young. I literally just left uni.
They're living together still and they're 26 and they fucking love it and they're living with friends. Like, people do it a lot.
Gorgeous, I would. Melissa's about to move in with me. Gorgeous.
I can't wait.
Okay, right. I hope that helps.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare.
PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Second dilemma. I've been with my partner for 7 years and I truly have always felt like it's been endgame. What's endgame?
As in like, this is the one for me.
Right.
She's going to marry him.
And I've always felt like it's been endgame. We've been together since high school and although people have always looked at me stupidly, I honestly have just felt it.
Oh.
He has recently started a new job, a job that I've always felt insecure about because a few other friends started there. They broke up with their long-term partners shortly afterwards.
Uh-oh.
I'm talking literally 5 different friends.
Wow. What a job is this?
What? Maybe it's like a London job in the city. I think this is usually because they find people who are on the same wavelength as them, have the same schedules, and are with each other all the time. Since starting 2 weeks ago, he's been really detached from me. Not really bothered to see me and not putting much effort into conversation. What job is this?
I know, I'm so fascinated.
What the hell?
Please follow up with the job.
Asking for advice as I'm scared that what I thought was going to happen all along is happening. I might be psyching myself out in a defense mode because I've always preempted it. But I'm scared the more I just leave him to give the effort, it will seem like I'm not interested. Or the more effort I put in, the more I'll annoy him.
Oh God.
I know it's only been 2 weeks. I'm looking at it both ways. Are the cracks starting to form or is he honestly just really tired? He could just be really tired. A new job, like you are literally just like,
I just really want to understand what job this is.
Same. I don't know why, but I think recruitment.
I don't. I think it's like a city job. Yeah.
Yeah, well then he's getting up at 5.
And then there's lots of boozy lunches and there might be loads of girls that work and then they go out for work drinks in the lunch. I don't know. But the fact that it's happened to 5 of your friends, I'm like, that's really weird.
I mean the job. I can't put my finger on it until I know what the job is. Can't be like a gardener because like why would a gardener break up with his girlfriend?
What the hell is the job?
It's got to be a recruiter. I don't know why. I'm just feeling it in my bones.
No, but I don't think it's not as like crazy. You don't go out for boozy long work drinks. Like it's not as like crazy as a broker, I don't think.
Right, we're guessing he's a broker.
I know, we're just trying to paint a picture here, aren't we? So we're trying to understand.
Whatever it is, it's a city suit, fix up, look sharp job.
Fix up, look sharp. Boozy lunches, taking clients out. Early mornings, late nights in the office.
Oh, God. I think he could just be tired. I don't know how far you work for him. It seems like you have very different schedules. But what I would do is maybe commit to a Sunday date day.
Or a Saturday night. Bit fun.
Yeah, lovely. Have some cocktails.
He shouldn't be. Well, maybe he is working on a Saturday, but hopefully he's not
what
on the
Sunday.
What
the hell is this guy doing? Is he working for the Parliament?
I know. I'm so fascinated.
But why?
So hopefully he's not working on the Saturday. Definitely not on the Saturday night.
No, a broker doesn't work on a Saturday.
So hopefully we can go out. I love it how we're like, no, a broker
also,
doesn't.
Also, the brokers finish quite early. They're like 5 a.m. finish at 4. Yeah. Your girl did a little work experience as a PA for a broker.
But would they go out for work drinks after
they
stuff like that?
They were lit.
Yeah, there you go.
Every single day.
This is just us assuming.
He could be an actor.
I don't think that there's anything that you can do at the moment. It's only been 2 weeks. I think you have to see how it goes. He might just be settling into the job and being really tired, as Sophie says. I think maybe just say to him, like, look, should we go for a lovely, like, dinner out on the weekend or something? Like, I feel like I haven't seen you in ages.
Yeah, just keep it chill. Even cook him, like, a lovely dinner when he gets back from work. Open a bottle of wine. Don't put the TV on. Just talk and, you know, reconnect. It sounds like he's just like focusing on that. It doesn't sound like he's gone off you. I wouldn't overthink that.
Yeah, try not to overthink it. And as you say, I would feel the same thing. I'd be like, if I put too much effort in, am I annoying them? So then it makes me pull back.
Same, then I'm rude. I'm like, yeah, cool.
Same, then I'm passive aggressive.
And then I ignore them all day because I'm like, I'm busy too.
And then it becomes like, what is it when it's like not working? It's like
Mexican standoff.
Kind of. But like, it's just... Anyway, there's like no like benefit from doing that. It almost like
you bite your nose to tight.
Yeah.
Bite your tongue.
You're gonna make it worse.
Is that right?
No, yeah. No, you bite your nose to
you cut off your nose.
Cut off your face.
You cut off your nose, not your face.
Just bite your face. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the tongue.
So I would just do that, and then please follow up with us, and please tell us what the name of this job
but
is.
But I understand where the paranoia is. I think if none of the previous friends had broken up with people, she wouldn't even
faith.
Think. She'd be like, "Oh, poor boy, he's tired." But now you're like, what the fuck?
Also, 5 friends is a lot.
I need to know what and why are they all working in the same job?
Same place. Can you please?
So recruitment. It's recruitment. It's recruitment.
We just need some more information on this.
Can you follow up and give us a little bit more info? Because then I could give a better.
Will you give some better advice? Mm. I feel like we're speculating as to what this job is, and I feel like we're maybe running a bit wild with the advice. But I think just give it a beat, act chilled, cook him a lovely dinner. So we have a response from someone basically just weighing in on their like opinion on a dilemma that we read the other week. So just to recap, the dilemma was girl slept with a guy from the office party. He offered to for her to borrow his clothes and work from his house in the morning, etc. She then found out that he had a girlfriend. I think he had for like years and they were moving in together. Girls, you know why that guy from the office party let her stay the next day and suggested he work from his? He probably didn't want the neighbours to see the girl leaving his house in the morning, especially not in a party dress. He probably thought it looked less weird to have a woman leave his house in the afternoon wearing non-party clothes. Calculated. Do we think it's that far ahead?
Oh my god, what do we think? I kind of think he was, because he was a bit sneaky sneaks, wasn't he?
I don't think men are that clever, sorry, that are doing shit like that, bringing a girl back to their house and shagging them from the office party.
Why was he like, do you want to wear my tracky?
I almost just think he quite liked having her around. I don't think the neighbours are going to be like waiting outside the house.
But what if the neighbours are their mates? Like they know the girlfriend? Could be.
Know, the whole thing's really awful.
That's very upsetting, that one. But that's very good.
A good little bit of detective sneaky work. Yeah, detective work.
I like that. Bride or bridezilla, what I'm really excited. I've got all my outfits and I'm so excited because I realise my love language is giving. And I'm so excited because I'm getting like my bridesmaids. Such a nice little thing.
Such nice presents. Are these the ones that you were putting on the chat the other day?
No, I'm keeping lots back. I'll send them to you.
Stunning.
Because I want them to be a surprise.
Oh no, I don't need to see them if they're a surprise.
Okay, you.
Keep it a surprise. I don't really have like a funny story of dating, but one of my friends told me a really funny story yesterday. So I can't name his name, but he went to, I think he has something wrong with his like balls. So he's like, I need to go and get a nut scan, which is quite weird. He'd never done it before. An ultrasound on his nuts. And it's like the same as like when we get like a belly scan. So they put this gel on and like hover the thing around.
Yeah.
So I wish I could play you the voice notes, basically.
Oh no, can you not?
No, I can't. Because it'll give away his. But they like give him like a towel. It's like when you go to the college of cosmetologist, they shut you off and they're like, right, get changed. Then your legs are spread. And it's like, why couldn't you just watch me get undressed? Because my legs are spread in your face.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they like shut the thing and they're like, can you put the sheet over yourself? And like sort of, they asked him to like sort of tuck his willy like into the sheet. So it's just the balls out and not the willy. Anyway, the woman, like, I don't know how. And like up on this thing, like into his like waistband, basically, or like with this sheet. And anyway, so she comes in, takes the sheet off. She's scanning his balls.
No, he's got boner.
Having a lovely old time, and his willy just flops down his hand really awkwardly. And he just like made eye contact with her and he goes, sorry about him.
So I know exactly who this is.
Referring to his willy.
She's
as
crying.
Him. And then she just like doesn't say anything and he just like really awkwardly like picks his willy back up and it's just awful. It's also the eye contact, like she just looks up at him and he's like, yeah, sorry about him. I could just imagine him doing it and he's got, oh my god, it's just awful. Like thinking he's making a funny joke and it's just not
funny.
And
then she's like, no.
Yeah.
That's awful when people don't laugh at your dates. Like, just make it comfortable. I've done that before when I've like had to have scans or whatever down there.
I feel like when
I always just get changed right in front of them. She's like, oh, wait for me to leave the room. And I'm like, why am I,
but why? You're literally like,
I'm looking, like, you're gonna open my vagina in a second. Right, on that note, guys, should we rate this wine?
I really liked it. Really, 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 really liked it.
It tastes alcoholic.
It really does.
I'm gonna give that a 10 because I think it's the best non-alcoholic.
That is the best. I feel like we did try loads before and they were really
bad. So bad. That's
this
the
is
best
delir.
One. We love you guys.
Bye guys, love you.
Love you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.